On the show today, we have St. Cloud Financial Credit Union's very own Chase Larson. He is on the show talking about digital assets, blockchain, and credit unions. And we also talked about a lot about, actually, crypto and what his credit union is doing right now and what they're going to be offering next year, and a whole lot of other advice as well. Great, great conversation here with Chase, so I hope you check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Chase Larson from St. Cloud Financial Credit Union up in the beautiful state. You guys are in Minnesota, right? Am I getting that? Is that correct?
Yeah, central Minnesota. We're about an hour west of Minneapolis.
Okay, right on, right on. Beautiful part of the country. A little chilly right now, but still a beautiful part of the country for sure. So, and today we're talking about some very compelling topics here: digital assets, blockchain, and crypto. All this, all that new type of digital management stuff that credit unions are dealing with right now. That's still so new in our eyes. But you guys at St. Cloud Financial are diving right into it. So I'm going to cut to the chase here, Chase. I didn't even mean that. So what is your credit union doing in these areas today? Because I know you guys are beta testing some new products and things like that for members. So I'm really anxious to hear what you guys are doing. I'm sure other credit unions are too, because they really want to know more and what credit unions are doing.
Yeah. So, I'll rewind a little. I've been with St. Cloud Financial as a chief lending officer for a little over a year. My journey with cryptocurrency or digital assets and blockchain began, well before, I think it was mid-2016. And frankly, I didn't know what I was doing, right? I tell everybody I was dumb
Did
enough
any of us?
To get into it. Right. Yeah. Dumb enough to get into it and smart enough to stay with it. And for the organization, it began in January of last year. Our CEO, Jed Meyer, didn't know much about it, but understood or had the foresight to see that it was going to be relevant. And again, right, none of us know how quick the adoption or when it's going to happen, but I think it's pretty apparent at this point it's not going anywhere.
Right.
And it really hit home. So you fast forward January, he brings me on in September of last year. We did our internal member survey at the end of the year, and we added for the first time a question regarding digital assets. Just gauging our members in it. Do they want to be in it? Do they know about it? Do they want to know about it? And surprisingly, it was about 1/4 of our members either own digital assets, would like to learn about digital assets, or are planning to invest in.
And when was this? When did you do this?
Last December.
So okay. Oh, wow. That's a really big number for that time. So
yes. And from a demographic standpoint, a half to 3/4, I don't know the exact number, but demographically, it's over the age of mid to late 40s, right? So for me, it's even more astonishing based on having a 1/4 when you look at our total members,
yeah.
Right, and age range. Because I'm passionate about it, at times it doesn't feel like we're moving fast enough, and at other times it feels like we're moving at the right pace. But
right.
Really for us, as we put a strategy together as part of our strategic planning, we're at the point that I would say the education phase. And so it's really starting to put out some generalized education internally with our employees, externally to our members, and then externally to the community as well. And part of that is I'm a founding board member of the Minnesota Crypto Council. It's just a nonprofit education group locally.
Good for you.
And then kind of, as you mentioned, we started beta testing some different, solutions. We're not anywhere near launching them.
Okay.
I would anticipate at some point next year. And really our focus is around, secure and safe digital storage. We're not trying to be a trading platform or a brokerage, but really a spot where members can store their crypto.
Okay.
And not fear waking up and being one of the unfortunate clients of an exchange like FTX that lost their assets.
Yeah.
Right.
Oof, gone. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's a lot of what a lot of people are. I mean, there's folks like you that are just they're just diving in head first because they're very excited about and passionate about it, and they see the potential here. But there's a lot of other folks that FTX thing and the crypto winter that we're in right now, that's a big fear for a lot of folks to dive into this type. So for to have a credit union come at this, really, I think gives it a lot of legitimacy. So whereas before, you know, people were just kind of getting their news or getting their information from, you know, disparate areas, but to have this come from your credit union, that's huge. And I think that's probably one of your goals, right? To have this come from your credit union and to add value, that just add that much more value, right?
Absolutely. And I think from the credit union's perspective, we're not, I'm not trying to promote that people go out and buy or invest in digital assets and blockchain, but more so the thought that we believe whether kind of like a debit card or an ATM, right? When those first came out or became popular, it doesn't mean you have to use it or you have to believe in it. But one thing's true, or we believe that it's not going anywhere. Can I tell you what it's going to look like in 5 years? And is this coin going to do this or that? Yeah. No, but from a technology standpoint, it's not going anywhere. And so I feel, and the leadership team feels like we have a responsibility to our members to continue to be a financial partner and give them a safe spot to store if they choose to invest.
Right, because they're going to go somewhere else and do it. So why not your credit union provide that? I mean, just make your credit union that much more valuable and be that resource even in this area. So again, they're going to do this no matter what. But to have it at your credit union, boom, that's a huge bonus, I would think.
Yeah, and again, we've tried to solidify with data. So as I mentioned, surveyed last December. First part of this year, we pulled some data from our core and really queried data to show money leaving our organization going out to exchanges like Coinbase or Gemini.
Yep.
Again, was the number, you know, in the grand scheme of things, it was small, but it was in the hundreds of thousands of dollars for the first 3 months of the year.
Wow.
And who knows, right? It doesn't mean that inevitably members are going to go where they want. But if they have no other option but to open an exchange, you know, open an account with an exchange that's in the Bahamas or the United Kingdom, they're going to do that. So why not give them a safe place, right?
Exactly. And that's been the story. I've had quite a few credit unions come on, like we have Visions on, Stanford on, you know, those folks that are launching these crypto offerings to their members. And that's been kind of the theme that I've heard throughout, is that the money was going out, but it wasn't coming back in. So they wanted to keep the money. They wanted to develop this ecosystem that keeps the money there. And again, create this value, create a new resource, all that type of stuff, all within the credit union ecosystem. It sounds like that's what you guys are aiming to do as well. And to really, that's such a great, great strategy, especially right now.
I think, and I can't speak specifically on those credit unions, but there's two financial institutions locally, one of them being a credit union, one being a community bank, that earlier this year and then maybe mid-year, each of them launched functionality where their clients, customers, or members can log in and buy Bitcoin on their online banking. And they're doing it in partnership with a company called NYDIG. Which nothing against NYDIG at all. I think they're a reputable company from what I've heard. What we didn't like about the solution though is, at the end of the day, the members we provide the functionality, but the assets are held at a different organization, right? They're not held internally.
Yeah.
And if they want to move those assets or they have a problem, it's outside of our span of control. Again, we're not there. We're in the testing and building phase, but the solution we're working on would allow them to deposit their assets here with just like they do cash, only it's digital, right? And it would actually provide some of the highest level security there is, in that it would split up their private key and then 200. Don't need to bore you with the details, but the point being is, it's different in that it's stored here, and then from a risk standpoint, it's It's encrypted. If they have an issue, it's us. We're not calling a third party, right? Because again, the crypto market in the grand scheme of things is still relatively new. Mm-hmm. And so are a lot of the companies trying to get in and trying to be a financial partner or act like a bank. You know, we've been in business serving our members for 93 years, and maybe it looks different tomorrow than it does today, but we're going to just continue to serve them.
Do you guys feel a bit of, I don't want to say pressure, but a time crunch in offering something like this? Because obviously the big banks are going to do the same thing. A lot of the neobanks, you know, the SoFis and those types of folks, Chime, I'm sure they're working on stuff, if not offering it already. So do you guys feel a bit of a time crunch in getting something like this out there for your members?
I think it's like anything competitive, right? You want to get it out there.
But you want to do it right, you know,
You want to do it right. And actually, we kind of looked at it as a positive that there were other FIs in our community launching offerings, right? Different than what we're offering, but it just gives us an idea to see maybe what we don't want to do.
Right, right.
But I look at it like we offer checking accounts and loans, and so does every other financial institution. It's just we do it our way, and hopefully that'll be enough to retain and attract.
Mm-hmm. Well said. Well said. So let's go back a little bit. So you started with this back in 2016. Like you said, you were dumb enough to start in it, but smart enough to stay in it. So I love that saying. So what has been your experience so far? And gosh, I'm trying to relate this to how credit unions can relate to it, because obviously, you know, like when you buy a house, when you want to be in it for the long term, so that investment pans out, basically, we're all not into the flipping environment, you know, flip your house, that type of stuff. So what's been your experience so far with it? Because I know in the beginning, there was that learning curve, and most of us are in that learning curve right now, what you were going through back in 2016. So what's your experience, or maybe even what's your advice right now to maybe another credit union that's getting into it?
Yeah. So me personally, I got into it in 2016, right? As an organization, we didn't take the leap really until the last year, right? So I just want to differentiate
completely,
right?
Completely. Yeah. Yeah.
For me personally, I think, what is the number? There's like 19,000 different cryptocurrencies somebody could invest in.
That's
right?
Crazy.
it's insane. But it's no different in my mind than the .com era, right? Out of that came a core industry. I think no different than crypto. I think for somebody just getting in, whether it's personally or as an organization, in order to understand it, you really got to get beyond the cryptocurrency or the coin, because that's just one very small portion of this industry.
Oh, yeah.
And I think where a lot of people get confused is the word currency, because a majority of them are not trying to be a currency as we think of a currency. The reason the word currency is in there is a cryptocurrency is tied to an underlying blockchain. Mm-hmm. And in most situations, that currency is used to facilitate things on that blockchain. And I can tell you, just from my personal education and investment journey, it's been no different than anything else. Do your own due diligence. Make sure you understand where you're putting your investment, whether that's time or money.
Mm-hmm.
I think if somebody makes a, I want to get rich quick business move or personal move, that doesn't ever really pan out well.
Yeah, I agree there.
But you know, without getting into too many details, I mean, my initial investment into crypto, for example, I was buying Ethereum, the Ethereum blockchain coin at $5. It hit 4,000 last May.
Wow.
And so I think the reason that's important is you can relate it to business too. It's find your route that you're passionate about, and then educate and continue to educate.
Mm-hmm.
And versus like you read a headline today and you act on emotion and you go this, you know, we're going to go east today, west tomorrow, and you don't really have a strategy.
Yeah.
And I think the other thing I've had people say when I'm presenting is it's like, well, you know, our leadership team at the bank or the credit union, we don't want to own crypto. And it's not about you. It's about providing service in a safe manner and products that are competitive for your clients, right? Your end user.
Mm-hmm.
And the adoption rate of cryptocurrency and blockchain is over 2 times the growth rate of the internet. And so it's insane how quick, and as it's about every 13 months, the rate of growth or adoption actually supersedes that of the prior, and it's speeding up at an intense rate. I think there's 58 million approximate users of crypto, and it's estimated by mid-2025 it'll be over a billion.
Good grief. These numbers are astounding. So, I mean, having said what you just said, the next thing that I hear a lot of people saying, especially those who are well-educated in this area, they're all saying it's going to change everything. So I'm sure you've heard this, and you probably believe part of that or maybe all of that. So tell us how this is going to change everything.